Mr. Izzo, come back
it
down.
It won't always be like that.
Okay, I have two relatively quick items. One involves pump station number 30. This is a project that was broken down into two contracts. Bering Construction upgraded the pump station. Bunning and Mary Construction constructed a new force main. This is one of our regional pump stations that serves Fenwick Island, the Route 54 corridor, now the West Fenwick area, which is growing, as well as the Johnson's Corner area. We upgraded the pump station. The work is now complete, and I have a motion I can make.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering consultants in the county engineering department that the Sussex County Council grant substantial completion effective July 24, 2013 for Sussex County contract number 09-17. South Coastal Regional Wastewater Facilities Pump Station 30 improvements, the bearing construction, and that final payment be made and any held retainage be released in accordance with the terms and conditions of the contract documents.
Entertain a motion.
I'll make that motion.
Motion, second. Mr. Cole, second, Mrs. Deaver. Any questions on that motion?
Do we know what we're voting on?
Sorry, Mr. Wilson.
Do we know what we're voting on?
You
yes, sir.
Talking,
the final completion on Pump Station 30.
The work is complete. That's all we're granting.
Yeah. Granting final completion.
I was going a little further, but I was not there.
Okay.
Are we
okay.
Moving too fast for you, sir?
No.
We do have to come back with a change order in the future that where prices will be discussed.
We'll now take the vote on this motion. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. And next, sir, is the Oak Orchard hot mix patch.
Last year, when Superstorm Sandy, the floodwaters receded from the Oak Orchard area. We had areas of our sewer trenches which settled in two developments, River Village and Driftwood Village, or two developments located right off Oak Orchard Road. The work was out of warranty, although the contractor, Teal Construction, did come back and do immediate repairs to kind of bring the trench back up to its surface. However, they are not a paving contractor, so we put monies in this year's fiscal budget in the sewer and water budget to go back and repave or actually pay patches in the areas where the trench settlement occurred. We opened bids last Thursday. We had five bidders, the low bidder being Chesapeake Paving and Sealing of Parsonsburg, Maryland, at the bid price of $73,975. And I have a motion which recommends the bid award.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the engineering department that Sussex County project number 13-12, Oak Orchard Hot Mix Patching, be awarded to Chesapeake Paving and Sealing of Parsonsburg, Maryland, at the bid amount of $73,175.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second, Mr. Phillips. And just so I'm understanding this right, Mr. Izzo, you're going to do the base bid, not the total bid?
The contingent, I'm sorry, $73,975. The contingent items are included.
Okay.
My
okay.
Bad.
Okay. Okay. No, that's fine. Is that okay with your motion, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Okay with that, Mr. Phillips, your second.
I have a question. Help me understand. The warranty had expired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Could you tell me more about that?
We generally put a one-year warranty on our work and on our pavement repairs. We have moved to our Del Dot roads doing a three-year warranty mm-hmm. with a maintenance bond. Mm-hmm. It was sort of looked at as a cost savings for us, but after this we're going to move to the three-year warranty and require a pavement maintenance bond for the three-year period on all work, whether it's in private roads or Del Dot public roads. So we learned a lesson there.
Thank you.
Mr. Cole has a question.
There was a lady who called me about a problem there along there. Is this in relationship to this?
No,
what you're doing?
She was actually part of the original Oak Orchard construction in 2005. And basically what she said was that her road was a hot mix road, but we only put crusher run back. I've gone and looked. I've looked at the plans. I've looked at the street. It looks like a crusher run road to me, but I am going to go back and look at the videotapes and make sure.
I've
talked to her a couple times.
I've told her we videotape all that stuff prior to construction.
Yep, and certainly do. It's just it's so old.
I didn't know if it was.
Dig around and find a videotape. It's 10 years old. So
right. More questions?
No.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I'll be yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Old business. Old business.